Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 22nd of April, and I'm recording at 9:54 p.m., and that is British summer time here in sunny London. Okay, so what happened here today in the markets? Well, not surprisingly, where you've got the really accommodative monetary policies, stock markets are doing extremely well. Have a look at the charts and you'll see in Japan, for instance, that the TOPIX index and the Nikkei 225 both broke up out of their recent trading ranges, moving to new recovery highs for this bull market move. And we also had another big day in the China markets. The Shanghai Composite Index, amazing move this is, but it's up 2.44%, taking it up to 4,398 and change. And we also had a reasonably good move by the Hang Seng Enterprise Index. That's the 8-share index. That was up nearly 1%. The HSI, Hong Kong HSI, was up less, a third of a percent overall. But what a strong performance. Now, the Hang Seng and the H-share index are within the choppy trading ranges that we've seen for the last week or so. But this looks like, you know, they are holding most of the gains from their breakout of the previous very large trading ranges. So this looks like just a classic consolidation here before they move higher. That's assuming that nothing goes too wrong with the A-share index, which is really quite overbought, and it's overstretched relative to its moving average. But, you know, sometimes this actually happens in China. You get these incredibly persistent moves until they start to eventually lose upside momentum. We're obviously not seeing that at present. Taiwan was also steady. It's been range-bound, a quiet one here overall, but up 4/5 of a percentage point. And Australia, a little lower, just over 0.5 percentage point. And getting into India, that's picked up a little bit here, 0.2 percentage point on the Indian indices. And the smaller Asian markets were all down a little bit. The biggest one was Thailand, down 1.1%, 1.10%. That's pretty much it in that region. So a little bit mixed, but again, Japan and China and India being in this medium-term consolidation, but it's not pumping the money out. And that's one of the reasons why it's taking a rest here right now. And meanwhile, the valuations are improving every day. Okay, the European stock markets were mixed in here today. Germany was the weakest, down 0.2 percentage point off its lows on the day, but it's been a subdued performance here over the last week or so. Spain down very small amount, 0.2 percentage point, and the UK down 0.5%. In here today, the others were all higher, but they're modest gains across the boards, a third to 0.2 percentage point overall. Now, Wall Street had a pretty good day here today, closing reasonably within reach of the highs, up 0.5% on average between the Dow and the S&P 500. And we see the Nasdaq up just slightly less. So getting quite close to the upper side of their overall trading ranges, and they're still, although it hasn't done anything really very very much on the year. Well, the Dow's up 1.21%, the S&P up 2.38%. NASDAQ composite better at up 6.32%, but that's lagging behind most of the European indices, and certainly lagging way behind the performing Asian markets. Now, resources markets, Canada and Mexico, just a little bit lower here, small declines. And Brazil, a little firmer, up 1.59%. A lot in the news about that big ongoing scandal with Petrobras. Now, elsewhere, looking at government bonds, this might raise an eyebrow. We had sort of a 10-point jump in the U.S. 10-year yield, still very, very low, but yesterday it was at 1.88%, and today it's at 1.98%. So that's firmed up, and you know, these things, they're sleepers. You get these type 3 bases, and they just range and range, and the longer they range, the more explosive the eventual move up or down finally is. Well, it's not going to be down, and or not of any consequence. At the big potential, the big medium-term potential is medium to longer term is on the upside for those U.S. Treasuries. So, worth keeping an eye on that. Looking also at the U.S. dollar. Now, the dollar index is a fraction higher. It's just above that 98 level. Very quiet in here, but not. You know, it's this rally is stalled. It's currently in a trading range here. You have lots of commentators who are talking the dollar considerably higher. That suggests to me some long positions there. And I repeat my point that the Fed is most anxious or most keen, I should say, not to see the dollar move higher in here because that makes it even less likely that they're going to raise interest rates in the mid-year or in the September period. Now, my own view is that if they can engineer the dollar lower, and I think that's certainly the game in play, then we would see them raise rates a quarter of a percentage point in September, but we will see, and that's not a minority view at this stage, as the economy remains, well, soft. But I think people are a little bit too bearish of the U.S. economy, and a little bit too cautious about what the Fed may actually do in the second half of the year. Now, the in currencies, the one that seems to have moved the most in here today is sterling, up to 1.5037. Now, there was the Bank of England meeting, and while the vote was unanimous to keep the interest rate at half of 1%. At least two people said that the discussion or the decision to do this was quite fine, marginal, in other words. And so that they feel that inflation may pick up a little bit more quickly than most people are actually expecting, and that we may be closer to a rate hike. Well, we'll see. I think the big thing that they will wait and see is the election, what kind of government we have after that. That's the election on May 7th, and it's almost certainly going to be a minority government, hopefully a conservative minority government, but well, we will see. And other items here in the currency markets: Australian dollar fraction firmer, 0.7755. More action in the commodity markets here, and a lot of it is lower in the precious metals. You got palladium down over $18. It's 755 and change. We have silver down 25, nearly 26 cents at $15.75. We have platinum down nearly $23 at 1129 and change. And we have gold bullion down nearly 15 at 1187 and change. So soft, certainly soft in here today. Now let's see, the industrial metals, I think, similarly affected here. Give you copper here, which is down 3.35 cents at 266.85. That's the New York copper price, obviously. And in other commodities, grains and beans, also a little lower. Coffee and sugar, a little higher. Crude oil, the Brent crude, is 61 cents higher as I speak at $62.69. And the WTI, though, that's the US contract, that's a little lower, 41 cents lower at 56.20. So a quietish day overall, but that weakness in precious metals, which I'm happy enough to avoid here at this stage. As I've said before, investors have too many choices. The great choice is stock markets, but bond markets are still performing. But watch out, that could change. You know, it'll go on performing, and then you get just suddenly a very sudden lurch. But obviously, that hasn't happened yet. Okay, all the very best to all of you.